Well, Coach, coming into the season, you had a few gals returning from last year, but a big recruiting class, I believe, and a lot of freshmen and sophomores with the team. First off, how did the first couple of weeks go as far as practice was concerned before you got into game time?
Yeah, I think the crew that I had that came back after last year's, we finished the season on a really high note last year.
Yep.
And so coming in this fall, the returners were pretty excited, I think, and were ready to kind of pick up where we left off. And that's kind of what I preached to them most of last spring when we were still doing things. It's like, we need to pick up where we left off in the fall and be ready to go on August 11th when we move in. And so we had a pretty good start. It was a little bit challenging because the field house wasn't done yet, so we were kind of scrambling a little bit for practice time and to find gyms. And the high school was awesome with letting us come over there and use their facility and the community center too. We kind of jumped over there a few days, and they were really great to work with us, and we're great. So we got our practices in. Like I said, the excitement was kind of there from day one, just because I think we left off on a really high note last fall. And then we have a really great group of new players that we added, 12 freshmen, and then we got two transfers, one transfer that came in already last spring, so she was with us in the spring, but then another gal that transferred in, and we picked her up kind of late, and so she's been a great addition too. So with the girls that we brought in, they're a really good group, and they came in ready, and they're competing really hard, and it's been so much fun.
Going into this season, you know, I think you talk with a lot of volleyball coaches. You look at the schedule a lot of times. You're going to get some non-conference. You get tournaments. You get conference. But I think you would kind of agree it's a nice way to start the season, getting in some tournaments early where you see multiple games, back-to-back days. You get an opportunity to kind of see your team and get a little bit of some rotations going on as well. So,
yeah, it's always nice to kind of start out and have the tournaments in the beginning, because, I mean, we went to Arizona, we went down to Kansas, and we saw teams that we won't see them again this season, and they were all non-conference, obviously, and mm-hmm. So it's really nice, and it challenges, I think, the players too, because we're playing two matches in a day, back to back. And so, you know, we don't have to do that when it comes to, you know, regular season and us starting our conference play. So I think physically and mentally, it should help, you know, down the road that we have that opportunity early to do those tournaments and play a lot of games and get a lot of playing time in a day and in 2 days. So, yeah, it's nice. And I enjoy that part of it and just going and seeing different people just to get our feet wet and kind of see where we're at. So it's yeah.
I think also, too, it gives you as coaches an opportunity to see where rotations are at, to see what does and doesn't work. And, you know, even thinking back to, you know, the girls in high school days, they obviously would play more than two matches. Different level of competition, the energy is spent. But, again, I think it's a really good way and a unique way to be able to see where your team is at, especially mixing and matching young and old.
Yeah. We've had to play around a lot, just with even our starting lineup. We've mixed in some girls. We've, you know, tried different matchups, and we run a 6-2 offense. And so putting setters with different hitters and, you know, who plays well next to each other and things like that. And so, yeah, we're still, I think, working out some of those kinks, and that's, you know, part of the challenge, but it's really fun because I think I have a really good group that no matter what, it really shouldn't matter. You know, it's just kind of fine tuning what's going to work best, but overall, you know, they do a nice job of just playing their positions. And so it makes things easy when we do mix things up and they're ready to go.
Before we get into the lineup and some of the gals that you have, you know, you mentioned being able to see some opponents that you probably won't see the rest of the season. Not only that, but some talented teams as well. You've already seen a couple of ranked teams. You know, I think, again, you get to learn a lot about your team at the down to Kansas Wesleyan. You took on Columbia College out of Missouri, and that ended up being a five-set thriller. So, you know, a little bit of test early on, because you'll see some very skilled teams throughout the regular season.
Yeah, that's for sure. With Columbia, it was kind of fun going right before we played them, like the couple weeks prior, they were actually at number three. And they dropped a little bit in the rankings because they had a couple losses or whatever, but they're still, you know, a top 25 team. And, it's really fun to see that. And I think it was important for our girls to play with them. You know, we saw them and they saw that we could play right with them, mm-hmm. that, you know, it wasn't a blowout. It wasn't over in three, you know, they competed and we went five sets with a very talented, good number 12, I think they were at the time, yeah. Team in the country. So I think it was a good thing for our girls, but, you know, I saw some things too. You know, I had made some substitutions because, you know, a couple of players weren't feeling the best and weren't playing the best. So I made some substitutions and I thought the girls that went in really competed hard and they didn't miss a beat. And I mean, that says a lot when you can throw in some freshmen or whoever else and make some changes in your lineup and still compete with that good of a team.
Taking a look here at maybe just kind of from, I guess, my own benefit more than anything, but talk a little bit about your starting lineup and you know, the six gals that start maybe off the bench as well. Maybe a little tidbit about each one, that what they bring to the table. So to
sure. Well, I think first we have to kind of mention Barb Brasino. She is a senior for us this year. We actually thought last year was going to be her senior year, but she ended up getting a medical hardship granted mm-hmm. for her junior year. So we got her another year back, and she was an All-American honorable mention for us last fall. So I think we got to talk about her first. She doesn't leave the court because she's a six rotation player. And, you know, she hits and blocks in the front row, but defensively, she makes a lot of digs. She's sometimes our leading digger. If not, you know, second, she's always getting a lot of digs defensively too. Serving wise, she serves. She does it all. She's just a really good ball control six rotation player for us that she's very valuable to have out on the court. And then on the other outside hitter that we have is Maddie Paulson from Baltic, who is a junior this year. Mm-hmm. And she played quite a bit last year as a sophomore, and really has made a lot of strides and gotten better each year. She has been impressive with her ball control too, as far as, you know, pulling back and serve receive passing. She's got a really tough serve. So we kind of, you know, we've played around a little bit to figure out our servers and who's going to serve and who's going to, you know, come in, go out and things like that. And Maddie's pretty valuable as a server, so we like to kind of keep her in to serve. And then, but mostly she focuses on kind of the front row with attacking and blocking. Mm-hmm. And then, in the middle, we've got Sammy Zell, who's a senior from Huron, and Peyton Johannesson, who was a transfer. She's a junior for volleyball. And both of those two are, you know, pretty dynamic players. Peyton Johannesson is very, very, very athletic. She's maybe 5'8", 5'9", but she reaches the highest on the team because she just jumps out of the gym. She's very strong. She's in great shape. She's just very physical. I love, love, love that about her. And she competes really, really hard. You know, with Sammy coming in, being a senior as well, she brings that experience to the table. She's consistently played kind of her previous three seasons, and has been a valuable asset to us offensively, being able to get some kills. One thing with Sammy, I think she's really improved with her blocking too over the years. As middles, you know, sometimes you kind of have middles that are more defensive focused and not the offense, or vice versa. Right. And so I think with our middles, it's both. They can hit and they do a great job blocking as well. So that's awesome with them. And then, In the setting position, we run the 6-2, so we have two setters coming in and out. Rachel Johnson is another one of our seniors, and she's been in the program now for 4 years. This is her fourth year, and so again, with that comes the experience. Rachel, probably more valuable than her setting, though, is her defensive skills. She's great on defense. She gets a lot of digs. I don't ever have to worry about her getting the balls up and keeping it alive because she does a great job defensively, picking up stuff and reading, and then serving too. She has a really tough serve. And then Nicole Seringer is our other setter, and she's a sophomore from Pierre. And Nicole has great hands. That's probably her biggest strength. She has great hands. Her feet aren't always getting to the ball, but I mean, her hands, it comes out nice and clean, and you know, she puts up a good ball. And she's made a lot of strides too defensively. She's getting a lot more touches on balls where, you know, that was probably one of her weaknesses last year as a freshman. But she's up to speed. You know, that first year is tough. Going from high school to college, it's a big transition year, and she did a great job last year, and we stuck her out there, and she had to play, and she did great. And so just another year, having that year in has made her a lot better of a volleyball player too. And then I know we have a lot of players that play, and then on the right side I have Hannah Jellema, and that's the transfer from SDSU that came in the spring, and Hannah's from Brandon. And she is just super dynamic. She's a lefty, so we have her on the right side. So she just hits the ball so hard, and she's very athletic and jumps well. And that's one thing that's probably a little bit different from us this year is offensively, we really do have three hitters for them, you know, that can get the kills for us, in every single rotation. Whereas years past, you know, we've maybe struggled a little bit as far as having more of a balanced offense. So she's been doing a nice job on the right side. And then we started out the season with Kelsey Pearson, a sophomore from Summit, playing the other right side position. And Kelsey's she looks good. She's tall. She's athletic. She does a great job of blocking. We moved her from the left side to the right side, so it's been a little bit of a learning period for her to get comfortable hitting on the right side. But she's another one that's got a lot of power and can hit the ball really hard and is fun. Other players that have kind of stepped in, Hannah Beat from Parker is a sophomore, and she's done some swinging on the right side. She's got a great block. She's kind of a middle / right side, so those are typically usually your pretty good blockers. So she's done a nice job. And then Riley Grand Prix is a freshman for us from Northwestern High School. She graduated, and she's come in and done a fantastic job too in the middle and or right side is kind of where she plays, and just a really smart hitter for being so young, but she's got good experience obviously from being at Northwestern. So yeah, she's done fantastic. And then in our back row, Peyton Groff is from Northwestern. She is a sophomore for us. She got in DS'd last year, and then this year she took over in the libero position. And she's done a fantastic job. She's, you know, she's Steady Eddie. You know, that's kind of my name for her because she's just very, you know, she's just controlled, and there's no highs and lows. It's just, she's always just right where she needs to be. And she's done a good job of passing and serve receive. That's kind of what we look for in our libero, is that they have, you know, they're really good serve receive passers. And she gets us in system a lot and has done a nice job of being in there for us defensively as well. And then Taylor Corey is a freshman DS from Watertown that, we have kind of subbing in and playing in the back row, and she makes some fantastic digs and it's really fun to watch. You know, it's really fun because I'm just thinking to like last night's match against Dakota Wesleyan, and there was some really, really fun rallies where they just picked up a ton of balls and Oh, it's fun. Just volleyball's fun, and it's fun to watch the girls play hard and play well.
Well, certainly good to get to know the team a little bit,
yeah.
Coach, and obviously very enthusiastic. You're 5-6 on the season, long way to go, and you guys are going to open up conference play here at the end of the week. In fact, you'll have two road games here, a little road trip to Aberdeen and then up to Mayville State. You know, this is the time now. You do have, I believe, one or two non-conference games salted in between with the conference. You know, now's the time that, you know, you got to hone in and kind of bring everything together, because this is the meat of the schedule.
Yeah, that's for sure. We just talked about that last night after the match in the locker room about, you know, this is a big weekend coming up since we're opening up conference play. And, you know, we've had 11 games or 11 matches, so we should be ready to go. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't our first game, our first match. Like, we've got that under our belt. We've got a little bit of, you know, experience now and playing together and all that. So we really need to focus in and do what we can. We can only control our side of the net. And, you know, Presentation and Mayville, they're tough teams to open up to. It's usually really fun to play at Presentation and at Mayville. They usually bring a good crowd, both of them, and it's a fun environment. So yes, we need to be ready to go.
Talking a little strategy, you know, volleyball, it's a momentum game, very much so. So, you know, in-game adjustments can be huge, and, you know, when to call a timeout. You're going to be on both sides of the ball, so to speak.
Yeah.
You're going to get hot at one time.
Yes.
Other team's going to get hot. You know, what is kind of the thought process, or when do you feel, is there like a certain point where it's like, okay, we need to stop this momentum now?
Yeah. Yep. For sure. Volleyball is such a momentum game, and it's crazy how quick it can get out of hand.
Right.
Actually. And then, you know, we talk about that a lot. We talk about it a lot in practices. We talk about it a lot during matches, after matches, because, you know, the other team just goes on a run. We finally side out because whatever, we have an amazing play and we side out. Then to go back and miss your serve, it like completely deflates you and deflates our side of the net. So it's, you know, those key moments and knowing and kind of feeling like, okay, what needs to happen here? That's one thing that we're always talking about too, is how do we be smarter volleyball players? And just knowing, because errors aren't created equal. You know, they're really not. There's times when, that one really, really, really hurt. And so we need to figure out, that's probably one of our things that we need to figure out the most, because we still have those moments. You know, last night we beat ourselves. Dakota Wesleyan didn't beat us. We beat ourselves. We had some errors in key moments that, you know, made the game. And so it was, you know, it's tough. But that's something that we always continue to kind of work on and talk about, is the momentum and what we can do. And we got to figure it out though.
Do you guys do a lot of film sessions, or I mean, I imagine as coaches you do, but do you also with the players as well?
Sometimes it really just depends on the players too. You know, there was a point last night where I was like, okay, just stop thinking, because your brains are just working overtime right now and you're not even playing volleyball anymore. Mm-hmm. You're asking questions that you don't need to ask. Like, just go out there and play, and let's not overthink everything, because that's not helping your performance. So as far as that, there's some players that can handle all that information, and there's some that, you know, it's just not what they need.
Yep.
So it really just depends. I think there's definitely some value in watching film and seeing what we're doing well, what we need to work on. You know, okay, in this situation, a better option maybe would have been this, you know? And it's hard because it's in the moment, you know? And so mm-hmm. to go back, but yes, we can learn a lot from watching and going back and looking at that. And two, like, film's valuable for obviously scouting other teams, and seeing, okay, they like to run these routes in this rotation, and okay, be ready, you know, things like that. They're taking this away or that away. So it's valuable, I think, there too, obviously, when you're playing different teams, because teams have tendencies and, you know, every team has their own tendencies. And I think it is important for the girls to kind of see some film, watch some film, just to kind of help them learn the game a little bit more. Because that's something, you know, that just, I think, takes a lot of experience, whether it's playing, watching, all of that, is just to really understand the game and be smart volleyball players.
Another unique aspect as well to college is the recruiting side of things. And what's kind of your process on that? Because obviously you guys are in season.
Yeah.
And high school is in season. Yeah. So here in the state of South Dakota and the surroundings. So I'd have to imagine, you know, I'm not sure if you have people that help out or, you know, obviously you have Coach Davis and, but I, you know, that's just an added aspect to the game.
Yeah, for sure. And it's tough during season. You know, this is obviously the first and top priority is our team now.
Right.
But yeah, high school's happening. So we do try to get out and see as much as we can without, you know, taking away from our team that we have now and the focus there. But there's a lot of recruiting opportunities in the winter and spring with club volleyball, JO volleyball, summer camps too. There's a lot of recruiting opportunities there. So it's, you know, it's more kind of keeping up with the recruits that we have and, you know, getting them to come to a match and things like that so that they can kind of see what it's like and what it'd be like to be at DSU playing volleyball. But yes, Coach Davis is kind of the volleyball recruiting coordinator. And he's new. So that's another like little learning curve that we have, since he's new to the area and to DSU and all that, but, we'll get him up to speed and recruiting shouldn't hopefully, falter at all. We should still be okay. But yeah, recruiting is a big deal at the college level. You know, it is getting those kids, those quality kids that you want into your program.
Something also I think that is beneficial is being able to have a JV program, because you get, you know, kids, and we were all there once, you know, if you aren't, it's hard to just practice and just practice and just practice and not seeing games.
Yeah.
And that's a tale as old as time. Being able to get a JV schedule in and being able to play games helps, and it helps people stay interested, kids stay interested.
Yes.
And so I, you know, I think it's a unique aspect in that you guys are able to have a JV program and get a healthy amount of games in as well.
Yeah. Our JV, everybody wants to play. I mean, that is the bottom line. You know, everybody wants to play. It isn't fun standing on the sideline and waiting your turn or whatever to get out on the court. So the JV, yes, has helped get more playing time for those girls to keep them interested and keep them, you know, excited about volleyball. But then too, like, it's a great stepping stone, I feel like, for the varsity program, obviously. Like, some, it depends on, you know, the player, obviously, but going from high school to college, it's a big step. It's a big step. The college game is played just so much faster than the high school game, and it doesn't matter where you come from. If you come from like a big school or a small school, it doesn't matter. Like, there's still going to be a transition there that you need to get comfortable with. And so the JV is kind of that next step, you know, to get them more experience and get them familiar with the college level of play. And then, yeah, it's really helped. We've had a lot of, and our, you know, it gives them playing time. It gives them that game experience, and really it plays a big part in the development.
Well, an exciting start to the season. 5-6 on the year, as mentioned. I've been able to get in a couple of tournaments, a little vacation time as well. Getting down to sunny Arizona and then, I guess, sunny Kansas as well. But opening up conference play here this weekend, road games, presentation, and Mayville State. And then home for couple of weeks, five straight home games.
Yeah.
Going to be an important stretch to capitalize. Interestingly enough, the Fieldhouse hasn't been kind so far this year. 0-2, but that five-game stretch, I think, is going to be very imperative for this team.
Yeah. You know, and with the two matches that we've had here at home, our crowd was absolutely amazing. I hope that they continue to come back, even though we haven't done well enough to win the two that we've had so far. But they've been great. It's been a really fun environment for the girls. And yes, hopefully we get some things figured out before our next home game here and can turn that around next Wednesday when we play Mount Marty, who's, you know, another kind of in-state rival of ours since they're not too far away. Mm-hmm. And that should be a fun one. And then, yeah, we got the next two weekends, I believe, with conference here. So, yeah, we got some fun home games coming up. And, you know, it was what, a couple years ago, we were on the road for I don't even know how many matches before we had our first home game. And so the day of our first home game, I actually made the girls load up on the bus and we drove around a little bit like we were traveling to our game and made it kind of what they were used to because we weren't used to playing at home. It was our first one. So, yeah, we've only had the two, but now we do go on a stretch and it's nice to be at home and not have that travel and have such a great home crowd. Man, they're awesome.
Well, good luck this weekend here, Coach. And thanks for joining us. We'll catch you down the road.
Thanks for having me.